Hi, I'm Eric.
And I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we're I Beat It First.
Yay! Yay!
Woohoo! Yay!
Oh, God.
Wow, you were way late on that,
dude,
Jason.
Dude, I totally forgot. I was like, I'm just so happy to podcast. I wasn't even ready to drink.
Yep.
You were just all up in getting your face right into that box.
Absolutely. I'm yo, I'm ready to talk to people about some bullshit.
Into a box, staring at your best friend. What's up?
it's mostly microphone, I see.
Mostly microphone.
So yes,
the microphone
best
is your best friend.
There we go.
I love you, microphone.
Oh, Blue Yeti, yes. I love you.
Much better.
Blue Yeti, you're my only friend. All right, so this podcast is brought to you by Huss Brewing Company and their coffee kolsch, as well as Bullet Bourbon. And Jason, what are you drinking?
I have Kozel, which is a Czech lager, straight from, I don't know, probably Czechoslovakia or somewhere over there, maybe. And then I also have...
I'm pretty sure you're lying on that. Give me that
fucking
beer.
No, it's from my uncle. He brought it when he came out
last time. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, it's got a goat on it.
Veliko Povkolovki. No, that's literally what it says. It says Kozel, but it says Veliko Povkolovki.
Yeah, that's good shit right there.
That is definitely Czech beer. It is a Czech Pilsner.
And then I also have my second flavoring is from is a Dragoon IPA from the Dragoon Brewing Company. I think they're based out of Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson. The armpit of Arizona.
One of the only good things to come out of Tucson.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Sonoran hot dog.
Yeah,
it's a hot dog wrapped in bacon, topped with refried beans and pico de gallo.
Yep, and stuffed. I mean, come on. And stuffed in like a bun. That's
like
a
Hawaiian bun almost.
Yeah, like a heavier bun than just like a bun.
No, it's like super soft. The real ones are super soft. Oh yeah. It's like dense but super soft, like a King's Hawaiian roll. It's great.
Yeah, delicious.
Chris, what do you have?
I have a Sam Adams Sam 76.
Sam 76.
Yeah. I've heard those are really good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's a 1776, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Something important happened?
Yeah, I think so.
That?
Maybe like the
that was the year the birth of our Lord, right?
Yep.
No, we're only 200 years old.
That's when the Nintendo came out, right?
There you go.
No, yeah, that's it. That's when the Nintendo came out.
Feels like it anymore.
That's right.
Fucking old balls.
We're all old. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Balls Podcast.
Old balls.
Old balls.
We talk about games that we play with our hands like a baby's toy.
Yeah, like a baby's toy. You have to use your hand? It's like a baby's toy.
Thanks, Elijah Wood.
I used to be a crack shot at this back at the 7-Eleven at home.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That just happened, folks.
If back you to can the
name
that.
Oh, you ruined it.
Well, which one?
I don't know. We've still got a copy of Ready Player One that I was going to give out.
Two. It's two.
Worst podcast co-host ever.
Or best.
Worst. Jason, or best. You're the worst. Chris, do you agree with this?
Yeah. He's wrong a lot.
Which makes it the best.
All right, so I think we're going to start with Chris this week because Chris has been playing a super sought-after game that like we've known about for a really, really, really long time, and it was just amazing that it finally came out. So, Chris, why don't you go on ahead and tell us about this amazing game from Boss Key that like we've just been anticipating coming out.
Yep, this amazing second game from Boss Key finally out. In Steam Early Access, Radical Heights.
And in case you couldn't tell from the sarcasm in our voice, no one had any idea that this game was coming out until the day it was announced.
Yeah, it was announced, Monday. And then it came out Tuesday.
Yeah, it was announced on Monday and came out on Tuesday.
Yes.
Because it is their answer, I guess, to PUBG and Fortnite.
Yeah, it's just another one of the Battle Royale. Yep.
Yeah. Bright colors, stupid shit,
sudden
horrible
80s,
gameplay.
Yeah, their whole kitsch, yeah.
Doesn't look great.
No, what else? It's all right.
Yeah, It's all right.
I mean, one of the kind of things they did differently with the Battle Royale, instead of like a circle getting smaller, is the map split up into like these quadrants, like it's a grid system, and then those squares will randomly just go away, so you got to move out of there.
Oh, so they did an Battle actual Royale. Battle Royale in Battle Royale. Oh, you haven't read Battle Royale, have you?
It's based on grids, and you have to avoid the...
Yeah, it was the Battle Royale was the pre-Hunger Games book that came out in Japan. It's fucking amazing, but they did that to where it's like it was on a time clock, and they had collars around their necks, and if they didn't get out of the time, they didn't get out of the area before the timer went up, their heads exploded. So they literally put Battle Royale in a Battle Royale. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then when it finally gets down to like the last four people, whatever, then there's like a circle that gets smaller. And that's like your showdown circle, which I admit to on my third game, and actually won. And when you win, it comes up, says you're the best, and around. Then it plays, you know, the song, you're the best around. Never wow. gonna keep you down.
Wow. I hope it's the actual song and not that cat screaming version that we just heard.
No, it's the cat screaming version from what I heard. Yeah. Yeah, because Chris and I, again, this is a hotly anticipated game. Chris and I went out to their studios and recorded You're the Best Around for them. Yep. Like, this is how long we've known about this game.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, we're good friends with Bosky.
Yeah, Bosky loves us.
Obviously, totally. So anything else besides it that sets it apart? Makes it shittier? Anything that's like, hey, this is the reason why that you're playing it?
Yeah, so there's basically cash involved, and so you can buy weapons or cosmetic, and then you keep your cash, you put an ATM, and so when you die, it doesn't go away, and you transfer that over to other matches, or you use it to buy cosmetic shit.
But do you have to get to the ATM, like, in-game? Like, if you die with all your cash, you lose the cash then, or?
Yeah.
Get to the ATM now! Okay, so what I was wondering from the video that they were showing on that, so, like, I could just go to the ATM at any point. It's not like I have to win or I have to play a certain level. I could literally just jump into a bunch of games, mine a bunch of money, and then go into a game and dominate. Is that right?
Well, to purchase the guns, to use that money, you have to actually go to like a little gun counter thing or whatever.
Yeah, but I could mine the money in multiple different games, just keep dropping into the ATM and then use it in one game, right?
Right.
That's so you always have like some dude that like blows his load, like buying up the hugest gun.
Literally and figuratively.
To then blow his load all over everyone.
Yeah, like the last guy I had in face had a rocket launcher, which he ended up firing that at me and missed, and I just popped him in the face with my little automatic pistol.
See, that's the benefit. I think that's great, because you go in there and you buy something like super high, like as if you're buying like Darth Vader and like some other Star Wars game, I don't know. And then, but then you have still the equal chance of dying. You're not just OP then at that point, it sounds like. So
just to be clear, they got rid of the ability to buy Darth Vader.
They did.
They recently brought back microtransactions, their loot boxes for it, but that was it's just cosmetics now.
The way it should be.
Yep.
Yes, that is the way that it should be. Anywho, back to the game that we were talking about. What else would you like to tell us about this game, Chris?
It's still very, very early.
So they put it out as early access, but it's basically kind of like an alpha build.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has some issues, and the maps are kind of sparse, and I don't know. So, I don't know if it's just the battle royale genre I'm not too interested in, or just this game. I mean, it's not terrible, but I'm not like, oh man, I want to go play some more Radical Heights.
Radical Heights. I was trying to remember the name of this game. It was like some kind of like horrible 90s like,
oh my God.
Horror movie title. Okay.
All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how radical is Radical Heights?
Five radicals.
Five ollies.
I think you do five ollies and that earns you a kickflip.
Well, they do have BMX bikes in there, and like in the little staging area beforehand, there's like ramps and shit you can jump off
of. See, everyone always thought BMX was bigger in the 80s, but it wasn't. It was skateboards were bigger in the 80s. That's why they had like that whole thing with Police Academy 5, where they had like Tony Hawk and all of them like on their skateboards.
I think it's just easier to do a bike.
It is easier to do a bike. Else, yeah. So. Bike physics are much easier to do than skateboard physics. This is definitely true. So, you know, if you're spending like a month trying to piece together something to cash in on the Fortnite stuff going on.
Fortnite Battlegrounds,
then,
man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I could see that, you know, it's much easier to do that. Sorry, Bosky, but it looked like a steaming pile of turd when I saw it, and Chris has pretty much confirmed it for me. So I'm not really looking forward to any PS4 release on this at this point. So good luck to you, though.
Well, the price seems right, at least right now.
Well, right now it's free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, I think it might always be free, though.
It probably kinda is like going Fortnite. To have to be like Fortnite, yeah.
Right.
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite's made a mint off of this fucking shit, mm-hmm. man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, same thing with PUBG, obviously. So, I mean, it's just a way to do it. If you're going to do something like that, that's the smart way to do it.
Although PUBG's not free.
Yeah, no, not anymore. It was.
No, it used to be, but not anymore. Yep. Much like Minecraft.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's still right. Free on the PC, though, right?
I'm sure you can still get version one somewhere for free.
Somewhere.
But
now you have to pay money
I'm
for
sure
it.
You do, yeah.
But yes, just like most things, it's free for a while. We'll see how long it
until
lasts.
Until you enjoy it, then you pay. You pay now.
Oh, man. Okay, so Jason. Or actually, Chris. Did you play anything other than Radical Heights?
Not really. I mean, I spent some time in... Last weekend, I was in Long Beach for round one for the drift, so I didn't really play
See, this is something you can talk about.
Yep.
So, Formula Drift. I heard that you met Senpai. He noticed you, is that
yes.
right?
Yep, Senpai knows me. Miata Senpai. Kyle Mohan, who drifts a Mazda Miata with a 3-rotor turbo. So, probably around like 1,000 horsepower. I don't know. Tiny ass Miata.
Just so that you know, a standard rotary engine has one. So, yeah.
Yeah, one or two. Arc 7s were 2 rotors.
Yeah, but standard has one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That's a lot of rotors.
That's a lot of rotors. It's like taking 3 I4s and just kind of pasting them together.
Yep.
No idea what the hell you're talking about.
A 4-cylinder. You take a standard 4-cylinder.
Cars.
Yeah, but so
cars. I don't know anything about cars.
Yep.
That's why you drive a Mustang.
That's why I drive a Mustang.
Yep.
So you can kill people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Formula Drift.
Yep. But so, yeah, I met him and I was wearing my 8-bit MX-5 shirt for my Miata drift car that we've talked about previously. And he's like, oh, hey, yeah, that's you, right? Yeah. I've seen your post and shit. I'm like, oh, fanboy moment because he recognized me.
You should have had a hat that said Senpai Notice Me on it. That would have just been the best. So that was 2.5 days, right? Or was it 2 days you got there on Friday?
Got there on Friday, came home Sunday.
Oh, okay. So it was only like a day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got really fucking sunburnt and really drunk.
Shocker.
Yep.
White boy got really sunburned and really drunk at a racing thing.
On the beach. Hmm.
Yeah. How many more things can we throw into there?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, so who won, though?
Frederick Osbo.
Is that the same guy that won last year?
No.
So it wasn't the guy that you met at the Rock Bottom in Long Beach?
No. This is a guy who got second. He's probably got the most expensive. I'm actually pretty sure his car is the most expensive one there. And that's because
he bought it.
It's a pre-production Toyota Corolla that's been converted to rear-wheel drive.
Oh, Jesus. Are you kidding me?
Toyota Corolla hatch pre-production. That was announced when they announced the new one at the New York Auto Show. They announced it with his drift car.
That should be illegal. That's just mean. Yeah. So basically, he has a prototype.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just mean. he's got like all of the prototype dollars that Toyota has going towards that, as opposed to like some guys who it's like, I got like my 2 houses that they're in this. And what else did I mortgage? Oh, I sold off my kids to slavery.
I feel like that episode of Simpsons where Homer gets the muscle car and Moe's all checking it out and saying like, oh man, you got all this stuff going on. Homer's like, yep, you know it. And then he's like, I made those last 2 up. And he's like, I see. Like, I'm just like, mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Camshafts.
Oh, what did
motor
they?
Oil.
What did they say? Oh, the rack and pinion steering. Homer, do you even know what rack and pinion steering is? It sounds important. All right. Well, that sounds like you had a blast, Chris.
Yes, I did.
Getting blasted.
Yep.
In the face.
Drift blasted.
Drift blasted.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds like a great battle royale type game too. But you're in cars.
Yeah.
Drift blasted.
Jump.
TM, TM, TM,
TM,
TM, TM.
Trademark.
TM. If anybody out there tries to make a game off of that, you're going to get sued.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, think about it. You could do it all like, what's the soccer one? Jump Rocket League. They're all like Rocket League cars. I think it was called Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah. But you do it without the creepy clown, and then it's okay.
Pennywise? Was it Pennywise? Yeah,
Pennywise. No, it wasn't Pennywise.
Oh, that's the other clown. Candy? No. Pennywise? It's Pennywise. Jackal? Yeah. It's Jackal. Jackal?
Jackal. Jackal.
Was it Jackal either?
Was it Jackal?
And now you made me forget it. I'm just like sitting there. I'm like, oh, I know this. Now I forgot it. It's got a tooth.
Ice cream man.
And,
sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth.
There you go. Ice cream. Yay.
Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for shut the fuck up. Okay. So, Jason, what have you been playing?
I finally finished up as of like today. I beat the main storyline of Ni No Kuni 2.
Oh, yay.
And I will say this has easily been the most disappointing game of 2018 so far. Absolutely. It is a fantastic...
Is this just because of hype, or is this literally, it's just
disappointing? It's disappointing. There's a lot of stuff bummer. That was like, man, you definitely had to rush this out, because some of the decisions are just like, that was dumb. Why would you do that? If this was your first... I know, it sucks for you. If this was your first RPG experience, like if I was like...
I don't remember my first RPG.
I remember mine too. Fondly, but if this was like my first RPG experience and like got me like kind of into it, because it's more of an action RPG style, but it has like the walk around and battle sequences, not like a typical action RPG where you're just fighting constantly. But if this was my first RPG experience, great. It's fun. It's entertaining. Storyline's good. Has enough twists to make it interesting without being too convoluted, like Final Fantasy VIII or anything like that. And gets the scale going on there. However, there's just so many things that are just irksome that other games, other RPGs have done better and that they tried to copy off of. They're just not there for me. Not that Ni No Kuni didn't do a great job at other stuff, like the kingdom building minigame that's part of it. That's great. It does a lot of good stuff. Following the tropes of you're walking, then you're in the ocean, then you're in the air. You know, you get all your airships and stuff like that, and you have to upgrade everything. You're building out tons of items, tons of loot, tons of everything to go and collect. But ultimately, it becomes Evan quest for kingdom and just doing random fetch quests is all that he does all the time. It's just constantly. I need this piece of cloth. Can you find this cloth for me out in the wild? Sure thing. I'm the kingdom of this entire fucking country, but I'll drop everything and go find you a cloth. A napkin for you, my friend. Absolutely. So, I mean, it gets kind of like meh. And again, my big problem that I had before was like, why is everyone just like dropping everything to be like, you know what? Yeah, let's follow this 10-year-old boy into battle for whatever. And it just really sets it up. It's just like, what? This is the first country that doesn't like make anal rapage like mandatory? I think I will go to that country. Yes, that does sound like a good idea. Like, yeah. That's the only thing I could possibly think of. I was like, this is ridiculous. But stuff that's just like aggravating. Like you have a plane. It takes literally 3 seconds animation to get on and off the plane, which isn't bad, except that the 3 seconds of the when you land and get out is your team standing there idly while the plane flies away. So you're literally like trying to move, and then the plane gets out of sight, and then you can finally move. And so that's just annoying because you're constantly landing and taking off. Number one, number two, they did this multiple times, especially with the plane, where you'd have a place that you'd get a quest in like a cave or something like that. And the boss or whatever you had to beat was outside the cave, but on a different platform, just like right on up. You can't run to that platform. You have to then get into your plane, fly exactly an inch over, and then land. Like, what the fuck was the point of that? Like, and then all kind, like, that wasn't just with that either. It was also in story elements, too.
Now that you say that, the original one had that same aspect as well,
but it wasn't as like this one was.
No,
bad.
I'm just remembering that now, though, that it had that same thing.
But we also had a car in the original one, which I loved. This one, you did not have a car, because that one that could get around anywhere. Other thing is that in storyline, like you would beat a boss, and then you'd be talking to someone, and be like, "All right, let's," because the whole point of this is that you're getting everyone to sign your Declaration of Interdependence. To join in unity.
Wait, interdependence?
That's what I just said, yes. Declaration of Interdependence.
So they want to enter being dependent?
They want to be, like, independent, but, like, rely on Evan, the king, you.
Hmm.
So that really, doesn't sound like independence.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like that you're giving in fealty. Like, hey, anal rapage will no longer be a thing. And they're trying to, like, all right, yeah, that's why you have to beat them up. Because they don't want to give that up. That's why you have to kill them. Or
who does?
Dude, if that's... You were raped as a child, so then you have to rape those little boys. Right. Like, they have to experience the same thing.
It's still a long game. Like, so I'll just get my last two gripes out.
But long does not make great.
No, but I mean, it was entertaining just in that. Tons of end game stuff to do. Like, so after you beat the game, you have enough that you can go through with a lot more. There is a bug, pretty major bug, where if you turn in a certain mission before another one, and this is of the free missions and stuff like that, you won't ever be able to turn in that first mission. And that first mission is a character one to recruit them to your city, and they have skills that are used to upgrade your buildings and stuff like that that you'll never be able to get. So there's a bug logged already with Namco Bandai and all that stuff like that. That's a known issue. But for right now, you can't finish this mission, meaning you'll never get the ultimate upgrade for all of your stuff.
If I know Bandai, which I like you, Bandai, but if I know Bandai, the answer is going to be that's part of the story that they wanted you. You need to make sure that you do this beforehand. If you don't, you're screwed.
And you are, because it's a big part. So, like, I can't even get.
But that's how you get the ultimate ending. See, mm-hmm. Like that. There you go. It's like Persona.
Well, they've already called it a bug on their website.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Oh, they failed right
there.
So
maybe they will eventually fix it. I'll obviously make note of that on the review if they ever do. But yeah, for now that was pretty major. And there's
how long has it been out in Japan though?
It's been out for a few weeks.
It didn't worldwide.
I thought it was worldwide because it was.
Yeah, it's just sad though.
Yeah.
So sad.
A lot of little stuff like that.
Lots of high hopes.
Lots of high hopes. It just wasn't enough. Like, and I didn't like the OST. Just didn't really like it. I know.
The first one was so good.
There's actually two, like, level songs that I absolutely hate. Like, and I'm just like, there's no reason for it to be this intense of a song when I'm troping through, like...
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
It is
when,
so...
When you're traipsing through, like, a meadow... And you hear this intense song, and you're like, where's the battle coming from? Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, the battle music's great, and the music that you hear constantly when you're in battle. But, yeah, otherwise, there wasn't enough that kept me in.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
This entire podcast is sad now.
Yep.
You have ruined this podcast for me.
Everything is sad.
Everything is sad.
All the leaves are brown. And you're supposed to, like, harmonize with me.
Oh my god. No. Oh god. Okay, so Ni no Kuni 2 is a wait for the bargain bin or a no buy?
Oh, I would definitely wait for the bargain bin. Oh, I mean, because the art style alone was great. Just that alone. I already griped a little bit last week on the audio and reading, and like there's four different ways to read text. They'll have text going on automatically, text doesn't go on automatically, red text, non-red text. Like, it's just insane. And I'll dig into that more later. But, it's definitely a 6 out of 10 if I was to rate
six,
it.
Six Radical Heights?
Six Ollies.
That took me just a moment. it got a kickflip and a half. So...
5 ollies, a kickflip and a half, and...
and a hacky sack.
And a hacky sack. That's right. Kickflip and a half and a hacky sack?
Kickflip.
That's 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Kickflip, point, hacky sack, ollie.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
So, great art style, all that stuff like that. And if you're a fan of, like, the whole, obviously, Studio Ghibli look, then that's what it's going to be. But yeah, the games just wasn't as what it could have been.
I started kind of getting the feeling for it. When I started seeing more and more of the game come up and the way that people talked about it, I was like, this doesn't sound like the Ni no Kuni that I remember. And it's not.
Yeah.
And that's a little sad. But unfortunately, our heroes are always assholes. So
yep. Either die a hero or you live long enough to be a shitty game.
Yep. There you go. Oh, so they should have stopped at 1.
Yeah. Or continued on with that. I mean.
Actually, if they continued on with the main story, that probably.
Or
and
the
just
game
the
mechanic.
Game itself.
Yeah, the game mechanic for 1 was fantastic. I don't mind an updated Pokemon simulator type game again. So, I mean, that was fun, engaging, had enough to do with it and all that stuff like that. These Higgles, the spirit things that follow you around, are 99% just get in your way. And
pretty much useless.
No, I mean, they have a special ability that they'll randomly call upon that you can use sometimes, but there's zero way to strategize around it. You're just hoping to God that, hey, maybe this one will finally come up again. So you're mostly just avoiding it, just or hoping and praying and running around in circles.
Please don't come up.
I mean, it's just like, and then also, like, there's all these things that are just like, yeah, you have poison, you have Nixing, you have all this stuff. None of it fucking matters. Like, even if you get poisoned, it's for like 5 seconds and then it's gone. And you're just like, well, why do I need this Nixing pendant or this pendant to prevent me from getting poisoned when it barely hurts me ever?
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. There's actually a lot of those games where it's like you get a fuck ton of those types of things, and you're like, I never use this. Ever.
Ever.
Because you know how long it lasts? It lasts the duration of a battle. Then as soon as I'm out of a battle, I don't have anything. Oh. Or
it doesn't even last
I have magic that just gets rid of that anyways, and I have gobs and gobs of magic points.
Yeah, never used a single stat relief item. Like, that was just like, hey, get rid of poison, get rid of sleep. I never was once put asleep, ever.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Were you turned to a frog?
Ever.
No, I was never turned to a frog.
Were you petrified?
Never petrified. Frozen once. Then they hit you, and it's just like, frozen time.
Oh, over. You were stunned.
No, you, like, literally turned to ice frozen.
Oh.
Oh, you get knocked over constantly. Like, anything that hits you, you, like, go flying, you, like, land on your face.
You land on your butt, and you have to use a move to get up?
To get up, yeah.
Oh. God damn it, it's fucking D&D.
Eh, I mean, again, it's an action style, so it's not like, so all you're doing is just spamming X when you get
so it's you don't have to use a move to get up, no. You just have to use
because you're running around
time.
All over the place, yeah, it's just, gotcha. Now I have to run up there again and start spamming them again. Anyway, it wasn't all it could have been.
Alrighty then.
How about you, Eric? What have you been playing?
Yeah.
I didn't really play much.
Dick! Whole lot of dick you played.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've been really busy at work. Ronan started playing Mighty No. 9 because apparently...
It's free one this
week. I'm a horrible father and didn't tell him, like, hey, it's going to be a really crappy game, buddy. Yep. But so he started playing it, got about 3/4 of the way through level 1 and realized that he couldn't play it because he's 5 and he's got these tiny little 5-year-old hands, and you have 4 buttons on the main face of the controller. 4 buttons, you know, X, circle, square, triangle. And yet you use 1 to jump, 1 to fire, and then you use a goddamn shoulder button to dash. And his little 5-year-old hands can't reach the goddamn shoulder buttons that well. And the second level is literally all precision-timed jumps and dashes. And I'm talking like you have to jump and dash in between 2 electrified fields that create like a little channel for you, that type of thing.
Well, it's supposed to be a harder version of Mega Man, so...
It's a shittier version of Mega Man.
That is what
you don't even have a charge on your fucking character. Like, I would have thought that this game would have included like all sorts of shit that he like learned from Mega Man. Like, you would think that that's the case. You wouldn't think that you would make a stripped-down game so that you can build off of it, because that's just fucking dumb. You would think you would make a game that is where you should be at this day and age.
Well, maybe when he went in there, it was just like, all right, I want you to forget everything you know about Mega Man, because we're making it brand new. And everyone's like, you got it, boss!
And it's Mega Man 1!
Yeah, they just...
Just not cool. It. It's actually really annoying. I do like that it's got a lot of voice acting. So it made it really easy for Ronan to be able to play that and hear everything, because everything was like dictated to him. But other than that, not very good.
No news there.
Yeah, kind of a shitty game. I did start watching quite a bit of anime. So I've been like way behind on starting Darling in the Franxx.
Oh, God.
So I'm on like episode 8 of that right now for it.
You loving all the sexual innuendos?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Kotaku wrote this big-ass article about the sexual innuendos and the pistols and all that stuff for it. There's not that much, like, sexual innuendo in it, and it's really funny to actually see that the kids know absolutely nothing about it.
Right.
They absolutely know nothing about kissing. Right. They don't know anything about shit as far as being people. All they know is being murderers.
Yep.
Except that you have to get, the woman has to get on all 4s in front of the guy, who has to then like cradle, grab her hip, controllers.
Well, he doesn't grab her hip. Like the controllers come out of her hips, and then they protrude back. So it's not like he's like positioned right behind her, and the controllers are her hips. The controllers come out, and then they've got a screen on the back of their head, which is literally every sexual position that a guy wants. A screen on the back of the head. But it's not quite that. I mean, like, they're seated back in a chair. Like they're seated way back. They've got the controls, and they need to control it. The
they got
whole
their handles,
thing,
you know?
Yeah, they got the handles.
Yeah, they grab them right by the handles.
It's not their it's not their ponytails. It's not their pigtails. it's like right there. There's sexual innuendo when it comes to that, but realistically, there's not as etchy.
There's definitely worse ones that they could have gone with it.
I have heard that the manga is a lot more etchy. So there is probably that, but even that aspect, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, you saw her naked. I'm like, yeah, I've seen that in like a ton of other animes. That doesn't really surprise me anymore if the main character sees a female
side
character.
Boob.
Oh no, he saw full boob.
Yeah, but
because she jumped out of the lake butt ass naked with a fish in her mouth.
That's right.
Nope. Forgot
about that. Like butt ass naked, and he saw her. But I do like Chris. I sent that earlier, right? The comic strip of where it was like him thinking after the fact. And he's like, was she going to eat that thing while it was alive? So that was good. My Hero Academia started up again.
Yep.
Jason, I know you watched the first episode. Did you watch the second episode?
I haven't watched the second one yet.
Second episode? Much better.
Yes. I figured they're just doing a full-on, just recap, welcome back type thing.
Mm-hmm. The first episode still had like a good... It still had like a mix. I don't think it was 90% flashback, like you said, or 80% flashback.
They were swimming in a pool. Close. Like, the whole point of this thing was just to talk about flashback.
Yeah, but it was funny. At least it was hilarious. So there was that going with it. But the second episode is actually really good, where they're having to make their way to the actual camp for the summer. And they have to go through the woods, which is then everything in it is controlled by another hero. So an actual hero, not like a hero in training. And they have to fight everything off, and they have to make it to the camp. Like, what was it? It's like five miles away, something like that.
Something like that. They may make it there by noon if they
They were supposed to make it there by noon, and they got there by five. And then the girl goes, actually, you got here a lot faster than I thought you were going to, so good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'll definitely be watching
that tonight.
And of
course, Midoriya needs to shut his mouth.
Yeah, he does need to shut his mouth. This is true.
He was definitely pissed off that female hero talking about her age.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that part was
funny. I'm 18
though.
At heart. Shut up, you little kid.
But I have a question. What did you say? Whose kid is that? Oh, that's my nephew. That part was pretty funny. It's good, and they're building up on a lot, so they're really building on where they're going, and I know where they've been in the manga with a lot of the villains, so I think that that's going to be really, really good.
Good, because, it's supposed to get pretty crazy.
Oh, it's going to get fucking nuts. Like, good. Shit's going to get insane.
Good. Yeah, these shonen series sometimes can just be a little bit of a pain when it comes to these, but so far, I mean, I guess they still, because they have so much, well, Bleach had a lot of crap, and Bleach kept falling into the same tropes of, like, let's do garbage for a while.
Well, and in this case, the manga has been going on for quite a while. They started the anime well after the manga. So in a lot of cases, the manga and the anime start at the same time, or they start fairly close to each other. In this case, the manga has been going on for quite a while. Like, they're way far ahead right now. So they should have quite a bit of distance to go before the anime actually catches up. And the fact that they're doing 12 and 26 episode seasons instead of just continually going like Dragon Ball and Bleach and One Piece, where they're always going, it makes it so that there's less filler, which is really good because the filler kills it. And I think that they've realized that when they do the animes, once you start adding in all that filler, it's just dead. No one really gives a fuck unless you're putting in an actual good story that's going to make sense in the long run.
Right. But, I mean, it's 2018, people. We're all streaming this crap anymore. Like, nobody gives a crap to like the wait for a week for an episode thing is really kind of dead. Mm-hmm. Like anymore, like this is probably the only show that I actually like do watch on a weekly basis. Everything else, I usually will wait until it's done and then I stream it all at my leisure. This and I think the Joel McHale Show are the only shows I watch.
Yeah. Oh, the Joel McHale Show is
so good.
Have you watched? Did you watch last week's episode?
Oh yeah, I'm caught up to like today
with Bill Nye.
Yeah.
So no, you know that it should. Well, I haven't watched today's episode yet, but as of last week's episode, it was the Penis McHale Show.
So if you watch all the way to the end of the episode, they had an after credits reel where they fixed it.
Oh, wait. I don't remember them actually fixing it though.
It was after the credits.
Oh, I don't remember him actually saying that he fixed the name.
Yeah, the producer or whatever, they came back and they pulled him back and did all that stuff.
Right, yeah. That's fixed right, the crab hands and whatnot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Which, so you know that the fact that they have crab hands means that they bought copies of You Got Crabs. Which, if you don't know what You Got Crabs is, You Got Crabs is a game from the writer of The Oatmeal, the same people who did Exploding Kittens, to where it's basically a game where you have to yell out, "You got crabs." And there's a hardcore way to play it where if you have crabs, you have to wear crab gloves on your hands. beyond that, we actually started watching Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Added it to my list. I haven't had a chance yet. How is it?
It's actually really good.
When I saw the robot say Danger, Will Robinson, I was like, yes, hooray.
Oh, yeah, we were sitting there, and I was just like waiting for him to actually say it, and then he said, Danger, Will Robinson, and then I started laughing. I'm like, yay, and I don't think Shannon quite understood. I think that she's just been nodding her head going along with it, but it's actually really good. I think we're like 8 or 9 episodes into it, so we're
it's almost done.
Yeah, we're close to the end for it. Like we got to like 8 or 9, and I don't want to give out spoilers for it because there's a lot of shit that happens. It is not like the episodic Lost in Space that they had on TV before, to where every week was a new thing and they were actually in space and they were stopping at different planets. They're marooned on a planet with other survivors, and they've got the Robinsons, but then other people that are there. So it's not quite the same, but I think that they did a really, really good job. And Chris, you'll like it because it's got Captain Flint in it.
Nice.
Yeah. I was watching it and I'm like, oh, it's Captain Flint. I like this already.
I'm sad it doesn't have Matt LeBlanc.
You would be.
Hey, he had a cool helmet.
That's right.
Oh, God.
He was the only good thing in that movie.
Yeah.
Good?
Well, okay. If you're going to take garbage, he was the piece of corn in that poop. He was like, hey.
The corn and poop is not a good thing, though.
No, but it's the one thing you can recognize. Hey, I recognize.
Oh, God. And on that note, it's time for You Are Wrong Because Reasons.
Oh, man.
You are wrong because reasons.
All right, so this week on You Are Wrong Because Reasons, we have Jason, yes. Which we've already talked about what Jason's next one was going to be because he's so got a boner for OSTs. So this week it is top 5 OSTs, and you also did top 5 songs as well.
Yeah, so I had like, I didn't want to say an OST, like it really made an OST list if I only liked it for one song specifically, or if one song was very iconic to me that I'll like always remember it. Because like for me, an OST is like what I really like is when I'm just like walking or something like that, and all of a sudden I'll remember a song and be like, oh yeah, and it'll be stuck in my head for a while, and I'll be remembering it fondly. Mm-hmm. And so there's plenty of games out there where I'll just remember one song and that's it. And why I don't own the OST, but I can always remember that one song, or I only bought that one song. Mm-hmm. And it's like I don't care to listen to the other,
like the main theme for Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you harmonize.
Because I played that song so fucking much in marching band that I know how that song goes.
It's a great song.
Spielberg, it is a good song.
And great book.
Yep.
Michael Crichton.
Good book.
Stuff.
Good movie.
All around.
Yep.
All around.
All around. Awesome. Okay, so.
So this is about movie OSTs. This is just video game OSTs, obviously.
All right, everybody at home. I'm going to try to put music in for each of these. If you don't hear music, though, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll make a post and I'll put it all up on the website as well. So if we are not able to get it right now, because I feel so awkward being like, this one song from this one game is really great because you're killing a guy and it just sounds really epic. It's pretty cool. It's fun. I remember it really well.
I remember it.
Or me singing it every single song. Oh, that'd be the worst.
Oh God.
That'd be great.
No, wait, actually, we're going to do that.
No, I can.
Because that's not trademarked. The real recording is.
That's true. Well, I mean, these are all their privacies. We're not making anything.
Yes, anything that is played on this podcast is owned by the original person that wrote it. And we totally bow down to them.
Absolutely. Yes. Because they did a good job, and I don't care to steal that from them.
Okay, so do you want to go back and forth, or do you want to do best soundtrack and then best songs?
Yeah, no, I don't want to go back and forth. Should I go full soundtrack? No, I'll do songs first.
Best songs?
Because it's easier to just say, but I didn't number them, so
all right. Be fun. So we're going to do best songs, mm-hmm. and yeah. Right now we are at number 5.
Number 5, best song, most memorable for me, is the Halo main theme. Because I have it ingrained in my mind from when we worked at CompUSA, and the demo box was there for the Xbox, and every 15 minutes,
what was the Battleborn song?
Do what?
From E3, the Battleborn song from E3.
It's right up there but that Battleborn song was horrible. Yeah, so don't bring that up ever again because it's getting stuck in my head, you fucking asshole. I'm going to let Jason talk now so that he gets other songs stuck in my head because you're a dick. No. So anything else about the Halo song?
No, it was an epic song. Halo was a phenomenal game for its time. Obviously, loved the crap out of it. It was epic. It was great feel. I mean, the Halo TV adapter wouldn't be around today if it weren't for Halo.
Except that it's not really a Halo TV adapter.
Anymore, but it wouldn't be around today if it weren't for that.
It should be. It would sell
still
better.
The only reason I want an Xbox One is just so I can get the remakes of Halo and play those again. Like, that's the only reason. But I'm just like, no, it's not worth $500 for me to replay Halo.
No. No. Not at all.
Not yet. So, no. But in the meantime, I'll listen to this OST sometimes, that one song, and I'll be like, yes, time to, like, shoot things or pump some iron.
All right.
We don't need these songs pulled in. You're doing a great job.
Number four.
All right. So this one's kind of weird just because it pops in my head all the time randomly, but it is the pause music from Battletoads.
And how that goes?
I do not remember. However, I will say that they needed to have good pause music because you had to pause the fuck out of that game.
Oh, wait. No.
Boots and pants, and boots and pants.
See, that's what I keep wanting to do. I keep remembering boots and pants. Yeah, it's just like, what? Why is this going on? But it's slow. It's like... like, it's really weird, but it's good. I remember it all the time. I'll be sitting there randomly and be like, yeah, Battletoads. Pause music, because why do you need pause music when you're pausing? It should shut everything off, because then you're like,
no, you need something to calm you down from the shit show that you were experiencing in that game.
Just like breaking your first arm, you don't remember how bad it was.
Yeah, so much going on in that game. All right, number 3.
Number 3 for me was the when you first cross into Mexico in Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, that would have been amazing. No, it's the acoustic rendition of Far Away. It was a great job. It was one of the more mind-blowing moments of that game for me. When you are riding your horse into Mexico for the first time after crossing the river, and you got to get to the town, and this just hauntingly beautiful song comes on about everything being so far away and his mission, and it's just like, man, like it sets the tone so well. And if you ever just got off your horse or did anything else, the music would just stop. So I found myself just like riding my horse for as long as possible. I got to the city, and I just kind of like kept running around the city because I was like, I want to listen to this song more because it's really good. Fantastic.
I feel like John Wayne.
Yeah, it set the tone so well. I mean, it did it again. It was the first game really to ever like use music like that, kind of like to set the tone in that way, like with lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, music's obviously used all the
time. I was gonna say, I'm like, there's been a lot of stuff where the music set the tone.
Right, but I mean, like in something where this game didn't have lyrics anywhere else, and then all of a sudden it just starts up being like, hey, so far away. Who are you? All right. What to say? Yeah, it was good.
Number two.
All right, here's where I'm gonna get like into an internal battle of myself. I'm gonna say number two is Jet Set Radio, and I don't know the name of the song.
The main theme or what?
Character selection. It's again one of those songs that just goes stuck in my head because it goes ding 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 ding. It sounds so horribly annoying, but it really jumps into it. It's just like, hey, let's make the most annoying sound we can do and then make a song around that.
This is why you said, hey, we should probably try and put the music into it, because you wanted to give me like a challenge, right?
I can get you all this stuff. I know how to find it. I have listened to stuff all the time.
You probably own most of it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I probably do.
All right. Number one.
All right, this is really hard for me, but I'm going to have to go with Sonic theme.
Not that one?
Well, the reason why is because I loved Sonic so much as a kid, I actually made up lyrics to the theme song.
Sonic the Hedgehog. There probably actually are lyrics for it.
For me, it goes, Sonic the Hedgehog, it goes, Sonic the Hedgehog, he's so fast that you can't see. Sonic the Hedgehog, he's a friend for you and me. Sonic Hedgehog.
That's actually probably the lyrics.
That's not the lyrics to the song.
That's actually probably the lyrics.
If it is, it's amazing. It just printed in my head. I have no idea, but I've always... Who would say he's a friend for you and me? That's so gay. That's dumb.
That sounds exactly like what a video game company in the late 80s, early 90s would say.
And he's so fast that you can't see?
That's, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's a friend
faster than a speeding bullet.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying faster than a speeding bullet. I mean, come on. If you want to hear something stupid, let's go with that. All right. So here's a question that I have for you. Where's Genova?
Oh, yeah. Final Fantasy VII actually did not make it on here.
Dude, the Genova fight song, really the theme was fucking amazing. Yeah. That was my ringtone for a long ass time.
Everyone's ringtone for a long ass time.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. That literally should be number one. You could actually just kind of like move everything down and take out the monk singing, and you'll be fine.
It's true. It would be. Because, yeah, that...
Now, the guitar part... That's pretty good. But
that's
it starts out with
song.
Just a bunch... I'm saying that part's good. But it just starts out with monks singing. And we don't need monks singing.
But once you play the game and you beat it, then you're just like, man, it's so haunting me. Like, epic. Can't wait to, like, kill some aliens and shit.
The microphone's down here.
Yeah, but I was... I was tilting my head back in epicness.
In epicness. In epicness. Tilt your head down in epicness towards the microphone.
It sounds more epic this way.
All right. Chris, do you have anything to say about that shitty-ass list?
I would probably add the song that was for the Superstore in Gran Turismo. So I remember just spending time buying Supers with like cheat codes just because the music was good.
Yeah, but and they had to put good music in because you were going to spend a lot of fucking time in that fucking menu. And they knew it too.
Yes.
So that was definitely something that they knew that they had to do. So.
Right. And I obviously was going for original compositions for the soundtrack. I was not like,
oh, this is true.
The
yeah,
OST
yeah.
for a rock band is great. You know?
Well, and Gran Turismo 3 is the one where they had like Rob Zombie and a whole bunch of like really good bands on there.
Yeah, a lot of racing games, especially in the PlayStation 2 era, put on actual bands.
Great, and put on great things. Like, just, like, I remember just, like, crossing my fingers that when I was going on to do a marathon, like, a 24-hour race, it was going to be Dragula instead of, like, some shitty-ass techno song. Because Dragula would get you pumped and you'd be fine. I could listen to Dragula over and over and over again. Not a shitty techno song where... It was the same thing every 10 seconds over and over again.
Battletoads pause screen.
Boots and boots and boots and pants and boots and boots and boots and pants and boots and boots and boots and pants and boots and boots. All right, so we're going to move on to OSTs in general.
Yeah, they're full
albums. The entire OST, which if you remember... Jason loves him some OST.
I like it because they're great for working out and they're great for working in general.
They are great for working.
Because if you think about it, they're made to make you focus and concentrate on whatever task you're doing, right?
I do believe that I know one of these top five. Just given off those two criteria that you gave, I think I know one of them.
Okay. But I can hope so. I got two honorable mentions that I gotta do, though.
All right, let's do the honorable mentions first.
All right, honorable mention is Metal Gear. Specifically for number one. For the first one.
The NES?
Oh, no, sorry. Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, okay.
you got me. You got me. Metal Gear Solid 1. 1 and 2. 3. You know what? That's why I couldn't decide. Because they're all really good. I mean, you got Snake Eater going on. Yeah, the series in itself. The main battle theme music is phenomenal in itself. But if you ever buy any of the OSTs, like I have... It's usually not a great thing because so many of the songs are just slow and like weird, like Hideo Kojima style weird, you know, where you can tell they took 2 seconds of a song and that was what was in the game, but that 2 second song is actually 15 minutes long and the other 15 minutes of it are garbage. So that's why I couldn't say, because there's a lot of good parts in it, but there's not a good song or good songs for me to make it on there. The second honorable mention is DuckTales for the NES.
Oh my god.
Specifically,
like a hurricane
here in Duckburg.
Yeah, none of us. We won't ruin this song anymore. No, no.
I'll rewrite history, DuckTales. Woo! All right. you had to at least get there. Specifically the moon level.
The moon level was great. But that entire soundtrack was awesome.
It was great.
It literally could be a number one, except for the fact that a lot of it was the TV show, too.
So it couldn't be because there's 2-3 levels on there where I couldn't stand the music. So in a five-level game, and it's a hard game. It was always a hard game. So you get sick of music when you're constantly dying. And, yeah, there's a few that I have banned on my playlist just because of that.
You know how I know we're old?
Because we're old.
You say it's hard, and Ronan actually can play that game.
Yeah, you can play it, but it's a hard game. It's not easy.
He can beat it.
I call 100% fucking bullshit.
He's five.
He doesn't beat that game. He does not beat that game.
He's five.
Don't believe it. No, believe
for a second. He hasn't completed that game.
Of course he has not, because it's a tough game.
He has beaten that game, but he has not completed that game.
He can play Shinobi. He can play it for sure. He ain't getting nowhere in it, but he can play it.
All right. So are we ready to move on?
Yeah, we're ready for a full-on actual thing.
Number five.
All right, so I tried to actually even focus more on more recent titles, too, just because it's a little easier because the music's better. It's not just MIDIs and stuff like that. A little bit more. A little bit more. You'll see. You'll see.
Wait. There's a problem with MIDI?
There's no problem. It's just that...
What about games that have both MIDI and orchestra?
Then great. Like Final Fantasy VII, you mean?
or your fucking favorite, 8.
Didn't make it on the list, which is surprising. Okay. But anyway, number five. Bitch. Yeah,
it's number right. five.
Mm-hmm. Number five.
Number five. Assassin's Creed Origins. Really good. I actually like listening to the soundtrack. They have a really good mixture. It's the perfect not too fast, not too slow, fantastic study and concentrate music. I listened to it on repeat while hiking in the desert, which was kind of apropos, I guess. So, really, really good sound.
You just wanted to use a big vocabulary word.
Sure. It worked out well. Pat myself on the back there for that one. No, fantastic. I liked it a lot.
You chose that because you knew I hadn't played that game, and I'm not going to play that game.
You should.
So I can't judge.
It's a good game. It's the first Assassin's Creed game that I've enjoyed since the first one.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right, number four.
Number four, Secret of Mana. The original SNES version, which you can play on the remake, thankfully. But yeah,
the remake that everybody gave really bad reviews because of the fact that it was not a remake, it was a remaster.
Yeah.
It was a remaster. Remember this, folks, if you go out and play that game, which is a great game, it is a remaster. It is not perfect. It was made in the early 90s. Deal with it.
Yeah, but what they messed with was the soundtrack and the audio quality, and then they also did a lot of cutscenes that seemed unnecessary. So I can get where, if you're going to do all this extra stuff, do it well. So.
But it's still just a remaster at that point.
Yeah, it's still just a remaster, but they added on all kinds of stuff.
The entire game.
No, of course not. No. I always bitch about voice acting not being a thing, in a lot of stuff, so they put voice acting into it, right? Which is great, that's fine, but then why they do so poorly at it? It was fine, because back then, stories had to be pretty brief. You couldn't have, five chapters of a book of explaining why someone's coming from a different dimension to do whatever, so...
Oh, no, you could. Just not on console. That was PC realm.
Yeah. I mean, this is in a day and age when storyline was the president's been kidnapped by ninjas. Are you a bad enough dude to rescue him?
I'm a bad dude. And
that was the entire storyline. That's all you needed to do. I'm a badass dude. I'll save the president from ninjas. Fuck yeah.
Are you a bad dude? I'm a bad dude. I'm a bad dude. Bad dudes.
Bad dudes too.
Bad dudes.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, Secret of Mana, there's multiple tracks on that are just oh man, I remember playing this, and it's such a great experience. Secret of Mana is fantastic.
I'll give you that. Number three.
Number three, Toe Jam and Earl. I'll still pull this one up all the time and just listen to it to get down. And with the new one coming out, finally, they've done a phenomenal job recreating a lot of the songs from the original game. So from MIDI to now, full-on, orchestrated and all that stuff like that. So super excited to play the new game that's coming out here soon. But the original Toe Jam and Earl soundtrack was fantastic. You never knew that they could make such funky beats on a 16-bit console before.
I would give you that.
Yeah.
That is a solid soundtrack. Chris, solid soundtrack?
Solid soundtrack.
Alrighty. Number two.
I give that one 7 ollies.
How many kickflips, though?
2.5.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Radical.
All right, number two.
Number two, going on to Super Mario RPG. Actually talked about this one before in the past. There's tons of different songs in there. There's even like a level where you have to create the song in like a jumping Mario music creator minigame thing. So fantastic soundtrack, fantastic, great. Specifically, oh my god, I'm not gonna remember the name. Hidden Woods. I don't know. We'll pull it up on the thing. Hopefully they'll be playing right now while I'm talking.
Jason has Hidden Wood.
Hidden Woods. Mm-hmm.
Hidden Wood. Hidden Wood.
Hidden Wood. Crouching Mario.
Oh, God. Crouching Mario, Hidden Wood.
There you go. Anyway, beautiful stuff. Every theme in there is fantastic. Won't be disappointed.
All right, if number one is not the theme song that I'm thinking of, you're getting punched.
It's not going to be.
It's not the soundtrack that I'm thinking of?
I doubt it is, because this soundtrack gets me so pumped. It is, like, fantastic.
All right, number one.
Doom.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah!
Because I knew that it gets you pumped. And I knew that it was going to be the number one. And this is Doom, the 2016 remake, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically Rip and Tear. You can't listen to that song and not just be like, hell yeah, I am ready to just murder.
When you first were like, put on the Doom soundtrack. When we're driving up to Payson. we're driving to go camping and you're like, hey. Put on the Doom soundtrack and download it. Like, just download it through Google Play. Like, just do it. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like, there's an awful lot of talking in this because they do the reading from the demonic Bible or whatever the fuck it is that they have in there as the intros. And it's a couple of intros into it. But then beyond that, it's just fucking amazing.
Phenomenal metal.
Yeah, phenomenal metal. It is an amazing soundtrack.
And you can listen to the soundtrack on YouTube, and it's fantastic.
Oh, because the YouTube's the best way to listen to it.
Yeah, there's actually a theme where it'll do the same thing for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Where it'll have Rip and Tear in the theme, and then the equalizer will be in the...
But yeah, so if you watch it on YouTube, they have the entire soundtrack in just a straight-up, like, 1 hour and whatever minute video. And it's the tower in Doom, and the spire of light going up to it is the graphic equalizer.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome.
Looks phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, it's so
they
great.
Did a really good job setting that up. So great soundtrack. Yeah. Phenomenal shit.
The fact that they went through and did that was just, that was above and beyond like what you do for a soundtrack for a game.
They knew they had soundtrack gold.
Oh yeah, they knew they did. They knew that they were gonna. Oh god.
It's choice, man.
That game is so awesome, and I really need to go back and play that game and just be like, Ronan, just sit in your room.
Or expose him to it. Be like, this is what it's like.
No, I already exposed him to it. Remember, shoot the demon. Shoot him in his face. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, no, that doesn't go over very well.
We don't need 5-year-olds saying that. That's true.
No, we don't need that. I either need to move the PS4 into the bedroom or send it to his bed. So... one of the two is going to happen, but I really need to play that game again. Because I listen to the soundtrack a lot at the office. Like, if I need to get shit done, as you said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Focus, get murder, whatever task you're on.
Yep.
All right. I'm glad that you threw that in there, because I was going to punch you. I was literally going to punch you in the nuts if you did not say that Doom was that. Because you were like the one that was like, Doom is the best soundtrack ever.
Dude, it's phenomenal. It is really good. Like, I'm not just joking. It's really good. Like, every song on there is like, okay, yeah, there's some good stuff here.
Yeah, Chris, you want to know what we're going to listen to on your way up for your birthday instead of the podcast?
Doom soundtrack?
Doom soundtrack. Yeah, it's pretty fucking
it's
dope,
worth
dude.
It's
actually really great for the drive up the mountain. Because what do you want when you're going on twisty turns up a mountain?
You want heavy to get pumped music. Up.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to get pumped the fuck up. All right. So we did tease a little bit on the last podcast that we were going to have something special for everybody. And unfortunately, our special guest had to postpone. We are recording hopefully again this Wednesday. So we will be having a special interview with a special guest, which we still will not say who it is because we want to keep it as a secret. But secret. Tune in probably about 5 days and you'll probably hear something special. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening to us. Jason, you got any last words?
No, let's just do our blog roll.
All righty. So visit us at ibeatitfirst.com or
ibiff.co.
Also, Facebook, ibeatitfirst.com.
Yay.
Yay.
Instagram, ibeatitfirst. Twitter, ibeatitfirst. You see a pattern here.
At that shit.
Yeah. ibeatitfirst on all major social platforms. No matter what, just do it. If you want to email us and ask us any questions, Jason is a giant dick face at ibeatitfirst.com or Jason sucks at ibeatitfirst.com or just Jason at ibeatitfirst.com.
Holy shit.
Everything's just going to go to Jason. So it doesn't really matter. There's also Chris at ibeatitfirst.com and Eric at ibeatitfirst.com. That's Eric with a C because I'm not a dick. So.
Well, you kind of are a dick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a, sorry. I'm a dick. I'm not a douche.
There we go.
All right.
Agree and disagree.
Thanks a lot, everybody. And have a great 2 weeks or so.
Around there. Yeah, something like that.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, something. Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. If we want to.
Yeah, if we want to.
We can.
Should we just go on?
On location.
Mm-hmm.